rumors and speculation about WrestleMania 40 and what the main event is going to be are getting absolutely out of hand and absolutely ridiculous. There is a subset of people that want Cody to finish his story. Great. I'm one of those people. There is another group of people that want Roman Reigns versus The Rock to take place at WrestleMania 40 and for that to be the main event of Night 2 in Philadelphia. Well, if you're Justin Barrasso and you work for Sports Illustrated, apparently you have sources that work closely with Paul Levesque, and all of a sudden, on Wednesday afternoon, you were given key, pertinent information that would blow up all the creative plans for WrestleMania 40 and document what the main events are going to be 2 months before we get to Philadelphia. I don't know how people are reading this nonsense, reading this garbage, and believing the shit that is coming off of Sports Illustrated's pages. I don't get it. I don't really understand it. There's a report from Justin Barrasso and Sports Illustrated. You know, the same people that hired AI bots to write their articles for them, disguising them as real human beings. Yeah, those people. A report from Sports Illustrated, from Justin Barrasso. Got no problem with him. I don't find how this is truthful information. Lays out key several WrestleMania programs, does Justin Barrasso. Mostly it reads as informed speculation, much of which is based on the latest episode of Monday Night Raw and this week's news. But along with using Dwayne Johnson's appointment to the TKO board of directors as evidence of a Roman Reigns versus Rock main event showdown in Philadelphia at WrestleMania 40, Justin Barrasso includes some actual reporting about the man who until a few weeks ago seemed poised for a WrestleMania rematch with Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia on night 2, and that is Cody Rhodes. Now, Justin Barrasso says that multiple sources close to WWE head of creative Paul Triple H Levesque have indicated that Rhodes will not headline this year's main event or WrestleMania, nor will he finish his story at WrestleMania. Now, while it's too soon to pronounce judgment on the decision to postpone a Roman versus Cody rematch, it's one that a lot of fans don't want to necessarily hear. Based on his public statements, it's also one that Cody Rhodes will be disappointed by, which we'll get into his comments in a second. But it could lead to a bigger moment down the road if Triple H and his creative team can keep Rhodes and Reigns hot until they do decide to pull the trigger on Cody finishing his story. To that end, Barrasso writes that Reigns will defeat The Rock at WrestleMania 40, while Rhodes gets to face CM Punk in a one-on-one match in Philadelphia. Now, if that's right, the January 22nd promo battle between Punk and Rhodes wasn't just to sell the Royal Rumble match, but to set up their own WrestleMania match in Philadelphia at WrestleMania 40. Justin Barrasso seems to think that Punk would go down in defeat at WrestleMania in a massive victory for Cody Rhodes as he continues his quest for the Universal Championship. What does this mean for Seth Rollins? Because the rumor is that Punk wins the Rumble or Punk wins the Chamber, and then he gets Seth Rollins at WrestleMania for the World's Heavyweight Championship. As you guys know, it's been very well documented. Seth Rollins has an injury, and he will walk into WrestleMania not 100%. What happens to Seth Rollins? Well, Justin Barrasso has Gunther winning the Royal Rumble, which I would not mind at all. Gunther winning the Royal Rumble and challenging Seth Rollins for the World's Heavyweight Championship. Gunther would then squash the injured Rollins so we can head to Germany's Bash in Berlin premium live event on August 31 as one of two WWE main male title holders, says Sports Illustrated and Justin Barrasso. Now, I don't know how people are looking at this and somehow worrying about what is going to happen on April 5th. I want you guys to understand that the way this article read, it read as if it was nothing more than this man's mere opinion. I don't understand how Sports Illustrated, of all publications, can go out there and tell you that WrestleMania plans are this, this, and this, based on the fact that multiple sources close to Triple H have indicated that Rhodes will not headline WrestleMania, nor will he finish his story at WrestleMania. I'm sorry, who are these sources? How do you have sources that work closely with Paul Levesque? Here's a better one for you. Why would anybody in Paul Levesque's circle reach out to Justin Barrasso, reach out to Sports Illustrated, and give them basically the biggest story in pro wrestling? What's the main event of WrestleMania? Is it Cody or is it The Rock? What's going to main event WrestleMania? So you mean to tell me that someone within Triple H's circle reached out to Justin Barrasso, betrayed WWE, and betrayed Triple H's trust for what? A payday from Sports Illustrated? A payday from Justin Barrasso? That individual doesn't exist. Nobody, Justin Barrasso, Sean Ross Sapp, Mike Johnson, Brian Alvarez, Dave Meltzer, this guy, that guy, Joe Schmo, whoever you get your news from in the community, you are not getting anything from anyone close to Paul Levesque, especially the secretive plans that are probably locked away in Fort Knox for WrestleMania. You don't know who's going to win the Royal Rumble. You don't know who's going to main event Perth at the Elimination Chamber. You don't know who's going to main event WrestleMania. You don't. Justin Barrasso did not get information from someone close to Paul Levesque. Sports Illustrated doesn't know anybody close to Paul Levesque. Nobody from Paul Levesque's circle indicated anything to Sports Illustrated. They indicated garbage. Bullshit. This is all fake. Do you know what this is? This is all smoke and mirrors. No pun intended for Cody. It's all a red herring. It is basically you playing Call of Duty Warzone and you dropping a smoke grenade to evade a sniper that's aiming at you from halfway across the fucking map. That's what it's shaping up to be. None of this is real. Everybody thinks Punk Cody. Everybody knows Punk Cody. They threw Gunther out there to give you a nice little indication of unpredictability. You know, we got this guy over here. Everybody's talking about Punk. Everybody's talking about Cody. But we got this other guy over here, the Intercontinental Champion that's nearing 600 days, who broke the all-time Royal Rumble record for time in the match last year. And no one's talking about him winning. You know what we're going to do? We're going to throw him out there, and we're going to tease him winning the Royal Rumble and him challenging Seth Rollins at WrestleMania for the World Heavyweight Championship. Now, I did talk about this on Monday night. If WWE wanted to pivot to something else because Rollins is hurt, it all hinges on Seth Rollins' injury. Does Rollins need surgery? Apparently, he doesn't need surgery. I thought he needed surgery. Apparently, some people were telling me that he'll go to rehab, he'll do what he's got to do, and he'll work through it, and then naturally, over time, it will heal. He said if the doctors suggest him to get surgery, he's going to be out 3 to 4 months. Fine. Maybe 5 to 6 months. Fine. But a month, 6 weeks, he'll be ready to go for WrestleMania. He even said that he dodged a bullet. He even said so, that he dodged a bullet. I'm going to rehab. The ACL is intact. There was the MCL and the meniscus. I don't know how true that is. I'm not a medical professional. But from my point of view, a fan's point of view, you would think he needs surgery. The MCL will heal with time, he says. We'll get there. And the partially torn meniscus, it'll heal with time. Fine. I hope he can do it. I hope he doesn't rush himself back. I hope he gets in there and doesn't re-injure himself where his leg is weak enough and things just start breaking down to a point where we have to take him off TV and put him on the emergency table at the hospital. But I said this on Monday. If he needs surgery, which right now apparently he doesn't, who are we going to drop the title to? Are we going to drop it to CM Punk? Or are we going to drop it to Gunther? So right now it's up in the air. We won't know anything until the Royal Rumble concludes on Saturday. It's going to be Punk. It's going to be Cody. Could be Gunther. WWE may want to go with Gunther and take the championship off of Rollins anyway and put it on somebody like Gunther who they know will carry what Rollins has done with the championship. If there is plans in the works to take the title off of Seth Rollins, then we're going to go with Gunther because Punk doesn't deserve it over somebody like Gunther. Now, Gunther is the Intercontinental Champion. Gunther can hold both titles. That's not a problem. He wins the title on Saturday night in the main event. He beats Seth Rollins. He shows up on Monday after WrestleMania and relinquishes the Intercontinental Championship because, let's be real, nobody deserves to beat Gunther for the title. There's nobody on Monday Night Raw that is even on the same level as Gunther, so get it out of your heads, please. Relinquishes the title, and we have a tournament that concludes at Backlash. Cody wins the Rumble or the Chamber. He gets Roman at night two at WrestleMania. And CM Punk, what do we do with CM Punk? Well, I mean, we can go call up Stone Cold Steve Austin and get Stone Cold at WrestleMania if they want to do that. He's looking in tip-top shape nowadays anyway. Now, if they don't go that route, everybody's talking about, well, we're going to do Gunther and Rollins. We're going to do Punk and Cody. We're going to do Rock and Roman. What are we talking about here? One of those matches makes sense. The other two do not. What the fuck does Punk and Cody have to do with each other? You want to build to that match now? Why do you want to build to that match now? Why can't we wait for something like that to take place? Why do we have to rush to do that? Why are we going to do Rock and Roman? Rock said it with Stephen A. Smith. He's a long gamer. He wants as many eyes globally to watch Roman and The Rock at WrestleMania. He was touting when it happens, if it happens, if we get this match to happen, that it's going to be the most watched WrestleMania, the biggest main event of all time. He wants as many eyes on it as possible. He wants it to be special. This could go on and be the biggest wrestling storyline ever. And you want to rush through it Saturday and conclude it at WrestleMania in Philadelphia in April. Doesn't sound like a long gamer to me. Doesn't sound epic enough to me. Now, The Rock could be included in WrestleMania. Easy. He doesn't have to wrestle at WrestleMania. He can be a part of WrestleMania. The Rock, realistically, should thwart off the bloodline as Cody has help from The Rock. No outside interference like there was last year. Cody pins Roman. He wins the world championship, and Rock raises Cody's hand at the end. Then we set up the match between Roman and The Rock, whether it's that night or the following night. And then we get a year-long build like we got with Cena and The Rock, which was coined as once in a lifetime, which conveniently turned into twice in a lifetime. That's the way to go about it. Globally. I don't know where WrestleMania is going to take place next year. We'll probably find out in Philadelphia live during WrestleMania 40. Is it going to be in Minneapolis? Is it going to be in Las Vegas? Is it going to be in the United Kingdom? Keep in mind, John Cena showed up at Money in the Bank at the O2 Arena and asked how everybody felt about an international WrestleMania. Is that what The Rock is talking about? They just signed the Netflix deal to bring Monday Night Raw to Netflix for $5 billion. Some of those countries, including the United Kingdom, they are some of the most popular countries that have signed on to Netflix. Huge audience in the United Kingdom, which is only going to expand in different geographical regions as this deal moves on. Who's to say that WWE next year isn't planning an international WrestleMania? WrestleMania 41 at Wembley Stadium sounds like a big deal to me. Sounds like it's global enough to me. Sounds like it's a big enough audience for Roman and Rock to take place at WrestleMania while they also shove it in AEW's face that they have the highest paid attended wrestling event of all time. Which you know they want that match to have that backing it. Again, it's just an idea. WWE, Nick Khan doesn't play checkers. He plays chess. This is the long game. The Rock is a long gamer. They didn't send John Cena out there to gauge the interest for a fucking United Kingdom WrestleMania just for the sake of it. They wouldn't have done that if there wasn't plans. They wouldn't have had him go out there if there wasn't already discussions going on. WWE does everything for a reason. I am here to tell you that Rock and Roman is not taking place this year. I don't give a shit. Now, we all predicted it taking place at the Elimination Chamber. Fine. He may show up there. Roman may defend against Randy Orton. It's a big enough match to do there. Plus, we get the Chambers. Then we get Rhea. It's a big enough show where they can get away with that type of thing. But Rock and Roman doesn't need to take place at WrestleMania this year. Rock can be a part of the show, but it doesn't need to take place this year. Why blow up plans that are already perfect to do this match and rush through it? Everything that Rock said during his PR run-of-the-mill after he got appointed to the TKO board of directors doesn't sound like someone who wants to rush through a match to get done with it in April. It's a big WrestleMania. It's a nice round number, but I'm thinking larger scale. I'm thinking maybe international for this. Global. He used these key words with Stephen A. Smith. He was very particular and very strategic in the way he answered these things, if you go back and listen to it. I don't think we deviate away from the original plan here. I don't. I don't know why we would. Like, Gunther's going to be a world champion when the time is right. I don't think CM Punk wins the world championship at WrestleMania. I don't. I think we get Cody winning the Rumble. If not, he wins the Chamber. It's either going to be Punk or Cody. Do not deviate away from the original plan. Do not. Punk wins the Chamber, Cody wins the Rumble, or vice versa. Whichever way you want to go about it, we get Punk and Rollins, night one, main event. We get Cody and Reigns, night two, main event. Rollins beats Punk. Cody beats Roman. Brock Lesnar gets Gunther. That's the plan. WWE wanted to throw Gunther onto television to throw you off the scent. This, whoever fed Sports Illustrated and Justin Barrasso this information, clearly they ran with it thinking they had something, but in the end, they're nothing more than a fucking panhandler on the side of the street. They're begging for fucking news and dirt and a story because that's all they got. They got nothing. Nothing but a red herring. Nothing but bullshit, nothing but smoke and mirrors. Nobody knows Triple H. Nobody in Triple H's circle is talking. Nobody is giving out information based on who's winning the Royal Rumble and who's main eventing WrestleMania. You got to be out of your fucking mind if you think that this story is legit. Bullshit. And I don't know why you want Roman versus The Rock at this year's WrestleMania. I think we're over Roman being the champion. Cody ending this and finishing his story is the way to go. Do you really want Roman Reigns to beat The Rock in a predictable match? Is that what you want? I know I don't want it. So you, listen, I know Cody beating Roman is not guaranteed. We don't know. It may end up that he doesn't finish his story. He may break Hogan's record. He may move into number three all time, Roman. And then they take the title off him later this year. And then we get Roman and Rock next year. So it's not as predictable as Roman and Rock would be. If we do Roman and Rock in April, we all know Roman's walking out with a win and the championship. Do you want that? Do you want to go into what is going to be an overly hyped match that will end up being mid with a predictable outcome because The Rock is not winning the Universal Championship? Why would he? Cody is not as predictable as you think it is, but Cody pinning Roman, setting up the Roman-Rock match, it would make the Roman-Rock match more unpredictable if it's just for the head of the table title, the Tribal Chief title, and not the title. Fans are sick of Roman Reigns, of the entire run that he's on. They're sick of it. We need a full-time champion now. I don't want to see another sporadic title reign through summer of 2024. I don't. Neither do you. We need a full-time champion. We need somebody there. Not every week. We need somebody there that's going to have a presence on the show, that's going to be there semi-weekly. We're going to need someone there more than Roman Reigns who shows up. After WrestleMania, it's goodbye until July. And then after that, August, SummerSlam. And then after that, he doesn't show up until fucking Survivor Series. That's what you want? Did Roman deserve it? Has he earned it? Sure. But I think we are well past that. The fan base desires a full-time champion, and that full-time champion is Cody Rhodes. We don't want this part-time bullshit, defend the title five times a year nonsense. Roman Reigns is more than an attraction now. They've built him up to a point where he is the biggest name in the industry. He doesn't need the championship anymore. He doesn't. He's only holding the championship back, and he's only holding SmackDown back. The fuck does SmackDown have when Roman Reigns is not there? They got two part-time champions. They have Logan Paul, who hasn't defended the title yet. He will on Saturday against Kevin Owens, the United States Championship. And Roman Reigns, they got two part-time champions. What does the show have to anchor it without Roman Reigns on the show? We need someone there to put in the main event to make those guys feel important, to make that show, that roster feel important, to give them something to fight for. That you want Roman to take this match with The Rock at this year's Mania for him to win, and we get the same vicious cycle over and over and over again. No champion on TV. SmackDown suffers when it needs to be better. Cody doesn't finish his story. You're going to harm Cody's run even further if he doesn't finish it this year. The longer he does not win the championship, the less valuable Cody Rhodes becomes, and the worse this story becomes. The less you want to see him win and finish his story. If he doesn't get it done, who's going to give a shit? I don't know what to tell you. I'd love for someone to refute anything I said here. At the end of the day, this story from Sports Illustrated is nothing but fucking bullshit. It's garbage. Smoke and mirrors. They don't know shit. You don't know nothing. SAP doesn't know nothing. The reporters, the journalists in the community don't know shit. Stop. This is nothing but smoke and mirrors. I think we get Cody, Roman, Punk, Rollins, Gunther, Lesnar. That's it. Rock doesn't need to wrestle Roman at this year's WrestleMania. This WrestleMania can be used as a setup. Have him help Cody. Have him support Cody. Then build the match to Roman next year, wherever that WrestleMania may take place. Now, Cody, I'll end with this. Cody was interviewed by Bleacher Report. While speaking with Bleacher Report, Cody Rhodes was asked about the possibility of WWE going with Rock versus Reigns at WrestleMania 40. You mentioned the great one, The Rock, says Cody. Nothing but respect for him. I went and saw Jungle Cruise. I'm a Rock fan. I don't think he's the type that would come in and meddle with a story that's been told over the last 2 years. I think he's probably up to something else. But you never know with WWE. I'll be watching just like everybody else when I'm not wrestling. Cody thinks that Rock is not going to meddle in his story. And I said this on TNT with Andrew Baydala. I said this on Tuesday. I hope that Rock understands with someone in his position and someone that wields the power that he does, that he could make or break a lot of different aspects here. He should know better than anybody not to come on in and fuck with the guy that is ready to have that torch passed to him, ready to be crowned the king, and ready to be labeled as the face of the company. Cody Rhodes is their John Cena today. Cody needs the title. And for all the detractors out there, well, what if Cody wins the title and he finishes his story? What do they got after that? What the fuck do you mean, what do they have after that? We have a draft where we can mix up the rosters. Punk could land on SmackDown. I don't see that happening. But Cody versus Punk, Cody versus Orton, Cody versus Styles, Cody versus Gunther, Cody versus LA Knight. The fuck are you talking about? Cody's got more than enough to keep himself busy. Finishing the story is only one aspect. You don't think a Randy Orton Cody Rhodes feud is going to carry WWE television for months with the history of those two families? They were in the same fucking stable. Imagine that. Come on now, man. Rock knows better. And I'm going to trust good faith here. Cody Roman. Cody finishes the story. We get Rock Roman set up for next year's WrestleMania. Rock helps Cody win by thwarting off the bloodline. Punk and Rollins, main event night one. Rollins retains, only to be beaten by Gunther eventually. Maybe it happens in France. He wins the championship. Rollins goes to go do whatever he needs to do, get better. And then we get Lesnar and Gunther at WrestleMania for the IC title, with Lesnar challenging the streak and failing. I don't know what else you need. I don't know what else you need. This is a bullshit story. Do not, and I again say, do not believe anything written here by Sports Illustrated. All smoke and mirrors. Thank you guys for all your support. If you enjoyed today's video, let me know what you think down below. Hit that thumbs up. Please hit that subscribe button down below. This is where you are going to want to be this weekend. Royal Rumble, right here on Off the Script. Make sure you guys go check out all the other content on the channel. Hit that thumbs up. Try for 1,000 likes on today's episode. And I will see you guys next, live, tomorrow night. SmackDown, go home show for the Royal Rumble. Should be a good one. Until then, guys, take care. Keep an eye on social media for all the updates. And I'll see you right back here with more news and content on Off the Script. I'll see you guys later.